brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be going to your phone calls in the next segment and breaking down that we're going to have an open carry event, calling for open carry on universities at UT tonight with John Lott. And even mainline hosts like Limbaugh have pointed out every time the Democrats are trying to pass an anti-gun bill, they have a mass shooting, and there's always suspicious things that go on around it. We've confirmed in New Zealand and in Australia and Tasmania and Scotland, and the government has been caught staging events to basically ban guns. And this is very, very, very suspicious. But finishing up with Ted Anderson, Ted, gold, $1,310 an ounce. This is just incredible. And it is because globally currencies are being devalued in a coordinated stratagem, according to the G20. They've got the big central banks out bad-mouthing gold everywhere. But when gold does increase in price in this bad economy, even though it's well worth it because of inflation, how is it going to continue to go up if the general public doesn't have money to buy it? I guess it's because big institutions are buying it now?
Well, I mean, it isn't so much that gold is going up, it's that the dollar is going down. Yu Yangding, the former advisor of China's central bank, was speaking in Singapore and talking about how the United States debt in the United States is one step nearer to a crisis. The debt level is just climbing way too high. And China holding on to so many U.S. government treasuries, you got to realize that if they start liquidating those assets into the marketplace, that's going to trade the dollar lower.
Well, China just legalized importation of gold. They've always only allowed it to be basically through the government. And the government's now signaling for the Chinese people to get it as a hedge against inflation and collapse. So, all the major indicators are gold and silver are only going to go up in the long term. But it looks like even in the short term, Ted, I haven't talked to you yet today. I know you were still holding those insane deals from gold you bought 2-3 weeks ago. Have you run out of all that silver and gold? And if so, what is the new price?
Well, the silver is still at the same price. I'm still holding the Walkers at 1050. The francs went up just a little bit. They're at 283.62, but you still get a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter.
But a lot of folks have already got that. I mean, what if folks, if they want to buy a bunch of francs, what do they get them for?
Yeah, they're 283.62. You can buy as many as you want. Unfortunately, the Buffalo coin had sold out. I only had about 100 of them to deal with. And those just went up like hotcakes. But I would suggest that you just switch your efforts over to the U.S. Eagle. They're trading right around that $1,390 level. And gold now shooting up to where it did, that's really a good buy. Alex, the United States dollar is falling. It just means the people that are sitting there in poverty looking for jobs are going to have to work that much harder to find food. You know, that's the sad part about it. We are sitting here on the edge of a crisis.
And global food prices are exploding as well. I've got that report actually here in my stack. I was going to get into it yesterday. I'll make sure and cover it today. But throw out some more of the coin offers you've got. That silver is just an absolutely smoking deal. Great deals on the gold. Fire out some of the coins. This is a radio special. The prices are higher. If you don't tell them, it's the Alex Jones radio special. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, throw out some more of the coins briefly.
Sure. The $10 Liberty's at $829. The $20 Liberty's at $1,622. You can pick up the Pam Swiss bars that are very close to melt value. There's just a whole long variety. Junk silver, we carry bags of that. I mean, we really carry a wide array of what's available in the gold and silver marketplace. And the market has just shot up about $15 to $20 an ounce, depending upon where you're looking at it from. And you're going to be able to get some great buys right now.
And on these specials we're offering, I've seen the sheets, 2 to 5% markup when most gold companies are 25, 30%. It's a really great deal. 800-686-2237. If you're looking to get into precious metals, just stick your toe in the water or maybe jump all the way in. Midas Resources is the place to go. The trusted name in your precious metal needs. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, there was a reported shooting at UT this morning, and I found it very suspicious that a supposed lone gunman came in to the library, the student library, fired his rifle. And what was reported is an automatic rifle, which they'll call a semi-auto or even bolt action in the news, and then killed himself and that he had someone with him. Now, I've seen so many cases where people are doing open carry in Vermont or Arizona or Wisconsin. We've got cases where the cops come over and arrest them and still charge them, even though there's no real law to charge them with. This is the type of garbage that is happening. And I had a feeling, because I know they've been having all these events all over the country, and there's a big student movement for open carry on college campuses so that you don't have mass shootings. Basically, gun-free zones are shooter zones. They're advertised as you want a place to kill yourself and kill a bunch of other people. It's like the new form of suicide. Don't jump out of a 50-story building. Don't slit your wrist. Don't shoot yourself in the head. Don't take sleeping pills. Take people with you. And the media hypes this. You had the gunman at the Discovery Channel a month ago or so. And so all these different permutations ran through my mind. And the way they locked it all down, pushed people back over a mile, claimed there might be another shooter with no evidence of it. It just had a lot of different red flags go up for me. It didn't pass the smell test. I'm basically calling shenanigans on this one. Very suspicious. And it could be a lone fruitcake, or it could have been somebody. I mean, how many times have you seen it come out in the news that the cops shoot an innocent person and then claim that they killed themselves or claim that they were a shooter? We've seen that a lot. It actually came out in the Rocky Mountain News and other newspapers that it came out in federal court that the SWAT team shot at least two of the people trying to get out of Columbine. But that's in a few newspapers and confirmed. I even had some of the families on years ago, going back a decade ago or more. It happened in 99. But whenever I mention that, people say, oh, you're making that up. They won't even go search the information. So this whole thing is suspicious. And then I get this piece of information. Student movement update, John Lott at UT Austin. This was from September 24, 2010, 4 days ago. On Tuesday, September 28th at 6 p.m., that's tonight, coming up in 5.5 hours, a coalition of student organizations of the University of Texas at Austin campus, including the Libertarian Longhorns and UT Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, and I want to get them on. So we're trying to contact them, but folks can email us here if you're listening and you're part of these groups, showtips@infowars.com. So, again, on Tuesday, September 28th at 6 p.m., a coalition of student organizations at the University of Texas campus, including Libertarian Longhorns, the UT Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, the UT Objectivism Society, and the UT Federalist Society, will be hosting John Lott, famed defender of gun rights and author of the book More Guns, Less Crime. Lott's work is More Guns, Less Crime, is commonly cited as the main liberty-minded people when arguing against gun control laws, and Lott will be sharing some of his expertise in this field to the audience of students and members of the community of Austin. And now if they go ahead with the event, which I think they should, the media will be there to try to demonize it. It'll be a national story you watch. But this will be a way to counter them. Austin has been a hotbed of debate over the political and the potential of state laws being passed that would make it legal for a person to carry a concealed handgun on college campuses. If you are in the Austin area on the 28th, stop by the UT Law School and hear John Lott discuss the negatives of gun control and the positives of a free society. So you can talk about whatever you want. I got a bunch of other really important cybersecurity news. This is coming to a head coming up. And Democrats to stuff 20 bills into post-election lame duck session. That's coming up in this hour. I may just go back to 4 hours every day. There's no way to cover all this. Well, it did 4 hours yesterday. But how will I do a daily TV show, though, and then a weekly special broadcast show that's highly produced if I do that? It's just there's too much to cover. It's all happening right now. Something stinks. My gut is always right. And something is wrong here. And this comes out. And I'd said earlier, you know, is this a staged event to demonize the Second Amendment? But I was thinking to demonize the campus movement. What do you think about that? I know you'll be all over the map. It's wide open phones. That's fine. But let's go ahead and go to your calls. AJ in Texas, you're on the air, AJ.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good. What do you think about this whole gun situation? Does that sound suspicious to you on the night that John Lott's set to call for the legislature, as some states are doing, to pass concealed or open carry on campuses, this happens?
Yeah, you know, that's par for the course for them. But what I'm calling about is I'm here in Austin, and I was listening to KLBJ AM, and you guys might want to try to get these tapes, but they had some pretty credible witnesses that were there on the scene at 21st Street, right by the six-pack, and what they were reporting was that there was a gunman there and that he opened fire there on 21st Street, not inside the building, not inside the library. And one of the callers said that he watched him, and that he really didn't have control of his weapon. He never shouldered the weapon, but he was just holding it and just firing randomly. He never squared up on anybody, but shots were fired outside the building, which we haven't heard in the mainstream yet. And one of the other ladies said that she was dropped off by her husband, and she was about 30 feet away from the guy as he was firing on 21st Street.
Well, we're going to contact Thomas McDonald, who we work with, because I'm carried and previously even did my Sunday show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ. They're great folks. We chose to move to these studios for television purposes. But we'll contact Thomas McDonald right now. I'll guarantee you he's got those audio clips of the witnesses saying there was a shooter firing on the street. And perhaps what I should do is, after I finish with these calls, clear the phone lines only for Austin witnesses, because if credible witnesses saw another shooter firing from a street corner, this has black op written all over it. And notice how this happened in the morning. We were always talking about these false flags, 7/7 London bombings, 9/11. It just goes on and on. These false flags are done in the morning to dominate the news cycle. So this is getting worse and worse. But you're saying, because I'd heard this, I talked to my wife this morning, and I talked to one of the neighbors when she was outside this morning leaving. She said, oh, I heard on local news radio, and that's probably 590, that there were shooters outside, and they sounded – so these callers said they witnessed this, or they heard this was happening?
They said they were right there. Yep. They were all saying that they were right there. There was a cab driver for a yellow cab that said he was dropping off his fare right there by the six pack, and that he heard the shots ring out and saw the guy shooting and sped, you know, down 21st Street towards Speedway and towards the stadium, and were telling people not to go that way, you know, and you know, he made his 911 calls and stuff from there, and they were saying that they got that call at KLBJ AM at like 8:10 in the morning. So it was as it was happening. You know, and this guy's already on, you know, already on the radio.
Well, just like with the Oklahoma City bombing, the live tapes, they're removing the bombs. There, the governor comes on. We found three more bombs. And then not only did they not deny it, they just never talked about it again. They didn't go back and say we were wrong. They just said we don't want to discuss it. That's why those first tapes were so important. So you're saying these calls were made at about 8:10, 8:15 to 5:90 a.m.?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the other thing is I heard a caller later on, you know, that was talking about the cameras inside the library. You know, we should just make the call right now that, you know, they should be showing us those tapes. We need to see this guy coming in the building with a gun, you know. And, you know, if there's all these other stories about shooters on the streets, you know, that you know, the camera inside the building.
There are business cameras, state cameras, UT cameras, private cameras, cell phone cameras. There are cameras by the thousands down there. And that's another good point. If we don't see tapes forthcoming within hours, notice the police will do that sometimes, but sometimes they suppress them. If they suppress them, this goes from code orange to being a staged event where it is now to code red. Great points from you, AJ. Anything else?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say, you know, that they got to keep doing this. We're getting close. We're kicking their butts. I think we're going to take them down, and I don't think it's going to be that much farther down the road.
Well, even if this was a real shooter, that's the reason to have concealed carry on campuses, so people have a right to defend themselves.
That is exactly right. And in this state, you know, we should all be carrying anyway.
I appreciate your call. Let's go to Michael in Texas and see what he has to say. Michael, are you calling in about this?
Johnny.
Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey.
I sent off 10 terabytes of information to your studio. I wonder if you got it.
Yeah, I don't know what the information is. You'll have to tell me. What is it?
It's new 9/11 evidence, the Rockefellers, Obama, Bush.
Okay. When did you send it?
It was about a month ago. I sent off a couple copies.
Well, we try to wade through it all, so keep it coming, but I'm specifically not aware of what you're talking about.
I got a website up called The Investigations 2012, and it documents evidence into 9/11, George Bush, the Rockefellers, energy technology, and so on. I was wondering if you heard about that.
No, but I heard about some of it. I'll look into it, Michael. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll come back with Michael in Florida and Rena and Wilson. But I want to be specific. After that, I'm going to leave the phones open for eyewitnesses at UT. Why didn't I think of that? That's a good idea that AJ had from Texas. So we'll take those three calls quickly in the next segment. Then I'll open the phones up for eyewitnesses only. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
You're listening to the
news that this could be a cover-up of what's happening. Got that out on news radio right now here in Austin, Texas, and not just on 90.1 right now in 1330 that carries the show. Important info going on there. Let's finish up with three calls on a wide range of issues. And then when we come back from break, are you an eyewitness? Or is your husband or wife an eyewitness? Or did you hear these media reports? I know my neighbor heard them about a shooter on a street corner shooting. What is going on? 800-259-9231. And we're contacting 590 AM to try to get Thomas McDonald to give us the audio of that from 810 this morning. Right now, let's go to Michelle, or Michael, in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, let's move forward. Let's talk to Wilson in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. It's always good to speak to you. And it's always also good to call in, and then I tell some of my friends and family to listen to the rebroadcasting. So I have three quick questions, because I have a lot of people throwing questions at me for you. First one is, my friend Chris, he really thinks that you take the things that are harmful to our health out of context. So I would just like for you to quickly just tell him, like, the things with the fluoride and the high fructose, could you speak directly to, like, people that think that you're just...
Your friend can search the term high fructose conclusively linked to cancers, and you'll pull up AP, Reuters, all the medical reports. He can search fluoride cancer and get literally thousands of reports, literally thousands, all, you know, major universities, major scientific organizations. He can search vaccine brain damage and get all the reports. He can search GMO corn linked to organ failure. I mean, if he doesn't know corn syrup's bad for you, I don't know what planet he's living on. If he doesn't know about Tuskegee letting black men get syphilis and transfer it for 50 years, if he doesn't know about the atomic soldiers, if he doesn't know about DU being deadly and the troops dying from it, then I can't help your friend. I mean, you know, we're here telling him the facts. Like, hey, don't jump in front of an 18-wheeler. Don't play in traffic, and he's laughing at you.
Yes, well, the more information you dish out like that, the more people are starting to listen and like it. My second question is from my friend Anthony in New York. He says, you have so much influence on a lot of people, like, and people pay attention and do all the research and everything. Why don't reach out to, like, people like NBA stars or NFL stars that do have a lot of influence?
Okay, listen. We get contacted every week by NFL football players, retired and current, by NBA stars, by movie stars, by supermodels, and 99% of the time, they don't want to come on air. And so I don't even have time to talk to them. We have scientists on. And it's not that I don't want to hear what movie stars have to say. It's just that I'd rather hear what historians have to say. I'd rather hear from people that want to come on and talk and have information for us. I'm a little organization. I've got to pay the bills every month. I spend half my time just trying to scare up the money to run my own operation. And I don't have time to sit there and talk to people all day and try to coax them on air. And then every time they do want to come on, then their manager scares them and tells them don't go on. It's incredible. And then I talked to Jesse Ventura, all the movie stars he knows and media people that agree with him about the New World Order but are scared. And then I talked to other Hollywood people who talk to other Hollywood people, and they're all scared to come out. Well, okay, they're scared. Then, I mean, that's their issue. They're scared of their – I mean, you can say what you want about Charlie Sheen, but the guy's got courage. You can say what you want about Ventura. He's got courage. You can say what you want about Willie Nelson. They got courage. That's why I admire them. That's why I like Willie Nelson. I like being friends with Jesse Ventura. I savor going to dinner with Jesse Ventura. I savor being stuck in an airport for 3 hours with Jesse Ventura. Because he's real. He's real. I don't even agree with him on some issues, but he's real. He's real. I like real people with real courage. But listen, I got to jump here. And Watson called into the show. And Watson calls in. He's got something big and breaking dealing with this shooting. And we're going to come back to Paul Joseph Watson. And then Kyle in Texas saw the black helicopters down there. But we'll go to Kyle. But I want to hear... In fact, just clear off the other phones, Renee and others. I don't have time. I want to hear from them, but I got to get to eyewitnesses from Austin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay. The toll-free number for anybody involved with the UT Law School, the UT Federalist Society, UT Concealed, Students for Concealed Carry. We're going to leave a few phone lines open for you at 1-800-259-9231. A, has the John Lott Concealed Carry on Campus event at 6 p.m. Been canceled? We know the main press release has been removed off of the website. Kurt, just a few minutes ago, saw it on the UT schedule. Bring it into me. And got a printout of the screenshot. It's now been taken off the schedule. The University of Texas has put up a sardonic, catty comment about, oh, unfortunate coincidence that they were going to have this event tonight, and they don't know if it's been canceled. But Jaron found the link, and we'll give you document cam shots for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. UT Law Calendar, this event no longer exists. University of Texas at Austin School of Law. Here is the printout from literally just 10 minutes ago or so when it was still up. So they removed the press release earlier this morning. We didn't know if it was canceled, but it looked like it was. Now it says 6 to 7 p.m. Prominent Second Amendment scholar and author John Lott will discuss how more legal possession of guns leads to less crime in his controversial book, More Guns, Less Crime. Lott argues that crime rates drop when states allow citizens to conceal carry weapons. He doesn't argue. It's a fact. over 20% on average, some even higher. Kennesaw, Georgia, 87%. You can pull up those numbers. So they have pulled this off the University of Texas. That is confirmed, Watson. We're going to get you screenshots of this that Nemo saved, sent over for your report you're doing right now. But I would say it's in the 90th percentile that this fits the mold or the signature of a stage black op to demonize and say, oh, look at the UT experience, you know, kill this nationwide movement of student activism for concealed carry so these aren't victim murder zones at these universities. Paul Joseph Watson, what's your gut tell you?
Well, firstly, Alex, I can confirm that it has been canceled. That's from the Austin American Statement, which is reporting that the talk by John Lott has been canceled, and that's come directly from the president of UT students to concealed carry. And this Austin American Statement blurb sardonically states that it was an unfortunate coincidence that the talk was scheduled to take place on the same day as this incident with the shooter. So it's confirmed to have it definitely been cancelled, basically.
Watson, what's your gut tell you? I mean, I instantly, when I heard this morning, said it's to stop concealed carry movements on campus, and then boom. And I'm telling you, Watson, my gut's never wrong. Just like the Joe Stack event, within an hour and 10 minutes of it happening, I was live on air. I said it's going to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. It's going to be blamed on Alex Jones, and the Statesman tried to blame me, tried to claim I was saluting the attack. The New York Daily News did the same thing. I mean, we see this over and over again, and people are like, look at Alex claiming they'll blame it on him, and when an hour later they were. I mean, I just instantly, and then it came out, all the suspicious stuff with the eyewitnesses, nobody in the plane, the first ever Homeland Security drill with the entire fire department. I've now talked to high-ranking fire department people and talked to other witnesses who said the feds told them to stay in the emergency center, not to go down there, to just let their lower-level police and fire be under federal control. FBI was out there seconds after the plane flew in, grabbing people's cell phone cameras, taking them away. It turned out that thing stinks to high heaven. This looks really bad, Watson. I mean, you know, What did Roosevelt say? When something happens in Washington, you can bet it was planned that way. I mean, this is looking bad.
Well, isn't it amazing that every time there's a mass shooting, it's followed by the passage of gun control legislation? What's interesting is that there was a debate about the right to carry guns on campus immediately before the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. And, of course, the students and workers at Virginia Tech had been allowed to carry guns on campus, then, you know, they wouldn't have been killed.
See, I forgot that. There's so many pieces of evidence. And normally how this works is they'll have a few shooters that look similar to their patsy. They'll call the patsy to meet them. They'll get the patsy, you know, behind a bookcase or whatever, shoot them in the head, shoot a gun in the air, then they disappear. Witnesses see them. They fire a few shots on the street to create that element of confusion. This looks really bad, Watson, just like the firebombing of the governor's mansion. This looks like black op.
Well, even the UT student head for the concealed carry on campus groups that makes reference to, quote, the political aspects of this. So the statement's already framing it in a political context, which already takes it beyond the, you know, lone nut with a gun story, which is what we thought it was when we first heard it today. But now that it's confirmed that this talk by the Second Amendment expert John Lott has been cancelled as a direct result of this incident, it's very, very suspicious indeed. So we'll continue to look into it.
All right, I'm going to let you go, but the fact that they did have concealed carry right before the shooting, the fact that all of this happened, the fact that they were having this event and a move at the state legislature to legalize concealed carry on campuses so citizens aren't victims. You can also search the term campus robberies and attacks up. You'll get Texas, Washington State, Maryland, Florida. Now the criminals don't like robbing houses in high gun ownership area. They don't like mugging people on the street because of concealed carry. On average, it's down over 20% in every state that's done this. And so they're now going on to the campuses that are giant, in many cases, as large as, you know, small cities, to rob and rape and kill. And so there's a big political fight over this. And that's instantly what hit my mind this morning, and it just is confirmed. If they don't, this is another point for your article you're doing, Watson. If they don't release the surveillance cameras very, very quickly, we know this goes from 90% to 99% that it's staged. And remember, even if they release video, the CIA admits they released fake video of Bin Laden to manipulate us. So there's another headline. ODU, increasing security followed campus robberies. Yeah, there's a headline dealing with that. Old Dominion University is working with the Norfolk Sheriff's Department to bring in extra deputies to patrol campus following four recent robberies on campus. Watson, good job. Anything else?
Yeah, the Associated Press is reporting that there are two different shooting scenes that are being investigated. So that tallies with your eyewitness reports of somebody out in the street shooting as well.
So now it's an organized conspiracy, more and more evidence shows. Well, that brings it from 90 to 95%. But luckily, the Lee Harvey McVeigh patsy is dead. Isn't that just special, Watson?
Oh, yeah. It's just a coincidence, though, as the Austin American Statesman said, with some relish.
Tie it into the Bees Lawn situation in Russia as well. That came out even in mainstream news to be a staged op.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Good job, Watson. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Look, we're not getting really any calls with eyewitnesses. But during the break, I'll get word on 590 if they're going to be able to give us any of those clips of eyewitness callers, see what they're saying on that front. But let's go to Kyle in Texas. Says he saw the black helicopters. We've got Jason Douglas and Matt Reiner back. I'm going to get them to grab just the black helicopter / military footage to try to play that coming up in the next hour for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll also get it up on the YouTube channel ASAP. In fact, to integrate that into the YouTube channel, when we play the clips live, we'll excise the clip where I talk about it and then put that directly to YouTube to get it out to people next hour. Let's go to Kyle in Texas. Saw the black helicopters that we videotaped, and our guys just returned a few minutes ago. Kyle, what did you witness?
I was at my office, and I'd heard that those helicopters going over the top of UT campus, and I looked out my office window, and I told my boss, I said, hey, there's a couple of helicopters out there that kind of look like they're military, and my boss was in the military for 10 years, and he said, well, what kind are they? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in it, and he went out there and looked. He said, well, those are definitely military helicopters. And they were a black or they were a dark olive green. And then there was one that was a black and white. There was two blacks and then two, or there was one that was black and white.
Yeah, that's the Austin chopper, the black and white one.
Right, the black and white one, yeah. But the other two definitely look like military helicopters.
What do you think about this whole situation, Kyle?
I think it's just kind of sketchy that there was the gun meeting was scheduled for today, and all of a sudden this happens this morning. And I think it's kind of weird that there's eyewitnesses saying that the shooter was out in the street, but then they claim that he's dead on the sixth floor. I think that's kind of sketchy and a little off, but who am I to say that, you know?
Well, again, it's the past activity. This fits exactly the past signatures on events we know were staged. And we know that the Operation Northwoods calls for shootings in Miami, in D.C., and other cities to be blamed on foreign enemies. And it even talks about how to frame patsies afterwards. So this is what the Pentagon does. And so if you have a Pentagon report where they wanted to do this and even attack U.S. military bases and blame it on foreign enemies and frame patsies, then you've got to look at it. In fact, I know Watson's listening. Watson, add the Operation Northwoods tie-in. Kyle, I appreciate your call. Again, wide open phones for any eyewitnesses in Austin, any eyewitnesses to what you witnessed down there at UT, the military personnel, the black helicopters, the other shooter firing from a street corner on campus, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I wanted to shift gears, and if you guys go over to InfoWarsShop.com, we can put this up on screen for everybody. I've been making a chemtrail documentary. Well, part of it is about chemtrails and the whole eugenics angle and all the government declassified documents where they admit they're doing it as weather modification, you name it. But I got contacted about a month and a half ago by G. Edward Griffin, who were big supporters of and about putting some of my films, to say that he's producing What in the World Are They Spraying? And I've had a chance to see the film. It's done. They're making a few added things right now, but it's done in the next two or three days completely. But I've had a chance to see the film, and it really covers a lot of the documented information. It covers the different government hearings where they admit they're chemtrailing, and it gives you the scientific terms. It shows the aluminum in the soil all over the world, and Monsanto and others coming out with patented seeds that can grow in the aluminum when nothing else can. It's What in the World Are They Spraying? It's going to be shipping out October 22nd on DVD. If you want to get this full-length documentary film that is just amazingly well done and well documented, they shot in Europe, Hawaii, all over the U.S. It's powerful. And, again, we're making our own film that I'd say is 30-40% chemtrails. It'll be over 2 hours long. And I was going to release it this year, but I take my time. It'll be out next year. And right now I've shifted gears to make a co-opting of the Tea Party film to really warn people of what's happening on that front. So I'm glad this is out. From the producer, G. Edward Griffin, What in the World Are They Spraying? The Chemtrail Geoengineering Cover-Up Revealed. Available now first at Infowars.com. And you know how fast we've gotten really good at this in the last few years. Years ago, it took us a week or two to ship stuff right, but we've hired the people, got it streamlined. We ship a lot of times the day the order comes in, usually within a day or two, though. You want to get it fast. We've gotten a bunch of these, and we're going to be shipping them out October 22nd. What in the World Are They Spraying? DVD available at Infowars.com right now or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And if anybody questions whether the government would do this or not, I like this film because it shows where all the admissions and the patents. It doesn't get as much into eugenics like we do in other areas, but it's important. And it's done in a very nice cinema verite style and uses a lot of local news clips to show how this is actually starting to come out. Also, you can get four copies, this ends next week, of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. For any of you that question, would the system do something like this with all the admissions of chemical, biological, radiological, secret testing, and even murder of U.S. citizens and British citizens and others, U.K. citizens, the Bilderberg Group, their master plan, all revealed, four copies, $19.95. You can do your Christmas shopping early, but don't wait. Give people the film now, and they're more apt to watch it because it's in the nice shrink wrap color cover, and you know has the back write-up on it about they want you dead. So you want to know what's really going on? And people are now ready to hear about this. All this week, Lynn Beck's covering population reduction, world government, but it's, you know, kind of watered-down baby food, but that's okay if it's for babies. Just a year or two ago, Fox said none of this existed, so... you want steak and potatoes, big boy food. This is what big grown men, this is like T-bone steak and big baked potato dripping with butter and chives and cheese and a half gallon of Jack Daniels compared to baby food. I'm just joking. And you just don't have babies drinking Jack Daniels is my point. This is the film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. While you're getting What in the World Are They Spraying, get four copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement for $4.90 a piece. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the books and the videos is what funds this operation and my endless quest to fund our operation. Believe me, I would not like to spend my time funding the operation, but it's a win-win because the films wake people up. You may know all about chemtrails. Here's a film to wake people up. You can try to tell them on the golf course or at work, hey, look at that. Look, it's a persistent jet trail. Doesn't go away for an hour. Hey, here's some government documents. They're not going to read them. Give them a film like this. They're a lot more apt to watch it. And knowing the enemy, as G.I. Joe would say, is half the battle. We do have this student movement update. John Lott at UT Austin posted at Infowars.com. They pulled it all down. The statesmen, the local papers writing giggling jokes about it, basically. They got their thing canceled. I mean, isn't that disgusting that UT law school would cancel this? You know, the idea is guns are bad. Oh, we shouldn't have even allowed this pro-gun event at the university. And then I have the article right here out of the papers in Wisconsin. And the headline is, cops charge open carry activists in Wisconsin, Buckeye Firearms Association. And they are charging him with something that isn't really applicable for openly carrying a firearm, having demonstrations where they openly carry firearms. And, of course, then we've got the report here where they're having to back off now all over the country, arresting people for videotaping police and charging them with wiretapping. Look, it's not illegal to have open carry in most states. You can't arrest them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you for joining us. It is the 28th day of September 2010, and we've got breaking news and information for you right now. Recapping first. At around 8 a.m. this morning at the University of Texas at Austin, there are reports from eyewitnesses of a shooter in the library firing a rifle and then reportedly killing himself. The police are saying that. Eyewitnesses are saying someone else was shooting on the street right around the same time. The police have gone in, locked it down. Army helicopters were above. We've got the video that my guy shot. Clearly, they're Army or slash Homeland Security. Dark green, almost black helicopters. Definitely Army, the type they use via Homeland Security. The Army with Brigade Homeland and NORTHCOM is now a subset of Homeland Security in violation of Posse Comitatus. We've also confirmed that UT is canceling John Lott's speech, the prominent lawyer who wrote More Guns, Less Crime, documenting that when concealed carry is passed at a state level, crime drops by average over 20%, some cases even higher. And he was going to speak tonight at 6 p.m. at the UT Law School. They've removed it off their website. The Statesman says it's canceled. Imagine the chances of this. Reported multiple shooters running around, but nobody gets killed. Guns are being fired in the air. They had some other illegal immigrant fire a gun last year at the state capitol in the air. They used that to try to move against state legislators and others having concealed carry. They put metal detectors in and turned the capitol into a police state. And even the local newspapers admit right at the time that legislatures are moving and passing in some states laws for concealed carry on campuses, so these aren't shooting zones where it's open season on everyone. Right at that time, right when the most prominent activist for this comes to speak, this happens. And the same thing happened with the Blacksburg shooting. Remember that. Paul Joseph Watson's got a detailed report that he's putting together right now on this. But campuses say, okay, you can have concealed carry. A shooting happens. Thank God no one was killed at this event. Now, our guys saw SWAT teams, what looked like regular Army, Black Beret, and they saw these clear Army helicopters. We'll put a still shot up from Matt Ryan, and, of course, we have similar footage from Jason Douglas's cameras. We'll put that on screen right now. There it is, the dark olive drab, almost black helicopter with what looks like classic Army helicopter crew chief type uniform hanging out the side. It looks also similar to what the Special Forces gear looks like when they're out there flying around in these helicopters, similar to what you saw in Black Hawk Down. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, radio listeners, this will be up on InfoWars very soon. We're going to upload it to our Alex Jones YouTube channel. But for PrisonPlanet.tv live viewers, you can tune in and see this footage. Go ahead and roll the shot now. We've seen the screenshot. Roll the video of the black helicopter. Here is what is supposedly non-existent, even though the Delta Forces crashed in Houston and had drills all over the country. This supposedly does not exist, what you're now seeing on your television screen. We'll go out to break showing that video yet again. Great job of the crew getting down there quickly in what could have been a still active shooter situation. They still claim it is. And getting all of that footage. More boil downs coming up, and they will be posted at the websites throughout the day. We have a guest scheduled. We're still going to have him on, but I'll continue to take your calls and cover this news and a lot more as it develops. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.